This is GQDN for Monday, July 10th, 2023. Yes, I'm back from vacation. Lucky you. We are brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit at audibletrial.com/groupquest. And by patreon.com/thegroupquest. And of course, by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a little bit of PlayStation news, lots of Nintendo news, and a bit of Square Enix news. But first, speaking of Square Enix, we go to something that happened over the past couple of weeks. And as Yuji Naka, he was first convicted of his embezzlement crimes. This comes to us from Destructoid.com. But now the sentence, according to Destructoid, has been suspended. So, the co-creator, Yuji Naka, was found guilty of his insider trading, and that was following the trial in Japan on July 7th, 2023. So 3 days ago. And that was according to IGN Japan reports. And he had some insider trading associated with the development of Square Enix games. But he did violate Japan's Financial Instruments and Exchange Act. So what was going to happen was that he was going to get some fines with about 2 million yen and 107 million yen, which goes to about $14,000 and $1.1 million respectively. But they are not reporting on how much jail time that he was going to receive, which I believe, and if I remember through previous reports, it was up to a year. So, and I could be wrong on that, but we'll keep you apprised of what happens. But know that that is now under suspension. Now we go on to more Sega news, and this comes to us from Eurogamer.net. Ha, I was on vacation. And they're saying that the Sega of America workers are now a part of a union. Now, this would require a supermajority of about 144 employees. That would include marketing, localization, product development, and quality assurance of Sega of America. But right now, what we know is that the election has taken place with 91 employees voting yes and 126 employees voting no out of 200 plus eligible employees. Now, that is yet to be certified by the National Labor Relations Board to certify the results. But they are still celebrating it because what Angel Gomez, which is a translator at Sega, said in a press release, quote, "We are overjoyed to celebrate our union election win as members of AEGIS-CWA. Now through our union, we will be able to protect the parts of our jobs we love and strengthen the benefits, pay, and job stability available to all workers." Now, sticking with Eurogamer and Sega news, they're saying that Sega does plan to bring a popular franchise to blockchain platform. And that means it's Sonic the Hedgehog. And the franchise is planned to go to the blockchain platform called GameDossi. And that is operated by a Korean mobile messaging firm called Line Next. So GameDossi will have all that, plus Web3 and NFT games. So there's interesting things going on there. In fact, the Nextline boss, Young-Soo Ko, did state, quote, "The Nextline is pleased to be teaming up with Sega to bring some exciting games to Web3 space for gamers around the world. Through this partnership, GameDossi will provide Web3 content that anyone can easily enjoy, including Sega fans." But what about Square Enix? Well, Kotaku did say that they are considering remastering some of its RPGs. And this is going to be supported by PushSquare.com as well. So, they do have quite the catalog of Final Fantasy games. So, could that be a part of their plans? Now, what VGC did see was Square Enix was asked about its future plans in the latest meeting that they had. In fact, one of the shareholders did ask, quote, "Are there plans to remaster other past titles?" And according to the company's official transcript, quote, "Personally, I would like to play Xenogears." So they did say in a further quote, "We will refrain from sharing information about new titles, but we are considering various ideas within the company and hope that you will look forward to forthcoming announcements." So could there be some stuff planned? Well, they did get a little bit about Final Fantasy IX, because Jeff Grubb did say, quote, on Twitter, "I have talked about Final Fantasy IX in weeks, but these rumors keep bouncing back and forth between blogs and Twitter and YouTube as if I said something new or different. I just said it's definitely real, which of course it is. But anything else? Like Kingdom Hearts 4, Resident Evil 4 Remake, Street Fighter 6, Tekken 8, Talos Principle 2, Helldivers 2? Well, those games have been announced and have been quite the project. But will we get Final Fantasy IX Remake? We shall keep you apprised." Just like certain job listings, according to GamesRadar.com, because EA is posting some job listings, but what does that actually mean? Well, they came out with Jedi Survivor for Star Wars, but it does look like that they want to do a follow-up for the game, and that was spotted by Tech4Gamers, because right now, EA is looking to get a senior VFX artist and a principal game writer. So we shall see what happens there. Because if they get what they need, things could get very interesting there. Oh, just a little something for you guys. According to Polygon.com, it is now Video Game Fashion Week. So you can go to Polygon.com to get all the details about that, because they're getting into the games and the fashions that the NPCs wears. So, yeah, you can take a look at that. Another thing you can take a look at is NintendoWorldReport.com, and they are saying that Nintendo's got some games dropping here in a few days, as in starting July 13th. Only one game in retail, and the rest will be in digital form. So, one in retail is Atelier Marie Remake. Sorry if I got that name wrong. The Alchemist of Salzburg. That's a $50 price tag. It's all American. I'm not doing anything else. Death Retreat. The rest are digital, by the way. Manic Mechanics. Tohu. New World. Gravity Circuit. Earth X. Oxenfree 2. Lost Signals. Chaos Galaxy. Elder Sisters Love Training, Needy Princess, Nerd Club, Robot Versus, Car Detailing Simulator, Sacred Sandaga Defense, Aeroblast, Wafu Dating Sim, Race Boat Simulator, Subway Simulator, Crafting Block World, Football Cup 23, Risky Woods, Strike Team Gladius, Totem Domination, Ultra Goodness, and Color Mutation. God, I hope we got those names right. So go check them out. They're also for Europe too, at least a lot of them are. That's why I didn't go over all of them, just the North America part. Because also in North America, according to GameSpot.com, and what we will leave you with today is, with the code ZIPTECH, you can get your PlayStation 5 Diablo 4 bundle for sale at $500, or just a PlayStation 5 disc model for $440. And these are the Prime Day bundles, and they are found on antonline.com. That's where you enter the code, okay? So that is something that you can get, because tomorrow is Prime Day. Oh boy, here go the deals. So what could you be looking for? Well, if you're gonna go check out Prime Day, go check us at thegroupquest.com. I'm at Joe Brums. You can see all my vacation stuff up there. And we are at Dawnforge. This is a Dawnforge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, protect your pocketbooks, people. Oh, I gotta say that again tomorrow. Go play some games. Video games, that is. Go!